What about the issue of the hypertension associated with Bev? Now we have a major trial coming out looking at this combination. I want to ask Mark about what he's seen, but what's your take first, JB, on what the mechanism is of why you see hypertension and how that might fit, just the hypertension alone would fit into the formula of trastuzumab chemotherapy?
The mechanism that's most likely recorded is through vascular endothelial growth factor and the inhibition of nitrous oxide in the endothelial bed, number one. Number two, the other mechanism that is believed by some of us in the field may be that bevacizumab causes microthrombi in the small distal arteries of the heart. So the hypertension, as it's reported, the incidence is 35%, 16% of which are malignant from the Avastin study. Heart failure from the package insert is reported anywhere between 2 to 14% from the package insert from Genentech. So we are aware of that. One of the things that I keep in mind about this is the package insert for trastuzumab recommends now to not give the drug if your blood pressure is above 200 over 100. At our institution, the bar is set at 140 over 90. So we set the bar and we institute medical therapy, some of which may be potentially cardioprotective.
You mean each dose? If it's over 140-90, you don't treat them?
It's not necessarily we don't treat them. We get them to target before we treat them. So if they go into clinic, we get a call from the oncologist. We tell them, give them a short-acting drug, get their target to 140 over 90 or less, and we see them in follow-up within 48 hours and assure that same holds true for bevacizumab. We've been very, very diligent. At our institution, in order to get into a study, you cannot have a blood pressure above 140 over 90.
I think we need in oncology now some kind of primer on treating hypertension. I don't know if it could be done as part of today's session, but I feel like I'm sort of lost that I just randomly choose drugs. And also I found a lot of patients getting bevacizumab when I put them on antihypertensive. Amazing lack of compliance. They just don't want to take another drug and they don't feel anything. And they just, a lot of my patients don't take it.
You know, that has been a problem as well at our institution based on when you have to stop drug. What we convince the patients is that you're going to put your oncologist in a very difficult position. If your blood pressure rises too high or if there is too great of a fall, more than 10% of your ejection fraction, that will lead to potentially removing a drug that will be very beneficial for your cancer.
I think it's one thing, though, somebody's getting adjuvant trastuzumab, and it's another thing if somebody's getting Bev alone, which is, I think, a common situation, Bev without trastuzumab, where I don't know that there's that much sensitivity about cardiac risk. And actually, specifically, I mean, ECOG's about to launch an adjuvant Bev trial with chemotherapy, HER2-negative patients. Now, they've done some pilot work, I believe, in terms of cardiac safety. I assume that it's looking good so far.
I don't know the information about that.
Do you know, Mark?
There is. I'm not sure what's in the public domain, so I don't want to cite any kind of facts and figures, but I know that they have done a pilot study with anthracycline-based combination chemotherapy plus bevacizumab, and that the general result is that they've chosen to move forward with those regimens in the adjuvant setting.